We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been asked to pick up something and to use someone else's name as a reference? Have you ever used someone else's name to get into an event? Have you ever said, "I came to pick up this package Mr. Johnson sent me"? Maybe you've said, "Miss Johnson told me to come over, and she said you would let me in." It's amazing how using someone else's name can open doors that would normally be closed in your face. Some might ask, "What's in a name?" Evidently, a good name goes a long way and can move obstacles that have been placed in front of you. I recall when I was enrolling in college and told the intake coordinator that Mr. Baldwin sent me, and my enrollment went as smooth as possible with no hiccups. If a person's name can open doors and move mountains of excuses for people not helping you, can you imagine what the name of Jesus will do? John chapter 14, verses 10 through 14, it is written, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Asking in Jesus' name is asking according to his will. Jesus shares with us that he is in the Father and the Father is in him. They are one. Since they are one, Jesus speaks with the authority of God. Jesus shares, "If you don't believe what he says, believe the works that are right before your eyes." What do you want him to do that lines up with the will of God? Jesus says that we will do greater works if we believe in him because he goes back to the Father. And if you believe in him and the works he did, whatever you ask the Father in his name, he said he will do it. There is power in the name of Jesus, and you have access to that power. Whatever you need, ask the Father in Jesus' name. Ask it according to his will. The Father is glorified in the Son. When you ask in Jesus' name, rest assured that he heard you and your need will be met. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.